It's Hidden Gems Day on 88.7 MyFM, a day where we profile hidden gems in the community, like Salmon River Sugarbush. I'm joined today by Mark Humans. Mark, thank you very much for joining me. Can we start off with a little bit of the history and backstory on the Sugarbush?
So we bought this Sugarbush the fall of 2013. We started to, the sap started flowing the spring of 14. It was a working Sugarbush years ago. There's still the old remnants of the sugar shack and an old stone arch out in the woods. Yeah, so we started away, and since then we've been adding taps and from buckets to pipeline and vacuum and still adding on.
Now, for anyone who's thinking about it, can you tell me a little bit of what a typical visit might look like these days?
Right now we have a roadside stand set up that we can leave product out for people. We do get quite a few drop-ins. We're still actively working in our south Sugarbush. So once the tubing is done and all the trees are down and out of the way, we're going to be planned to open to the public spring of 24. So as of right now, it's just the stand, but people can drive past the stand to see all the tubing as the road runs through our Sugarbush. So it's quite nice to that way.
And now, are you able to highlight some of the delicious products that you guys have available?
Absolutely. Our maple syrup starts 40 mil sizes for wedding favors and gifts, all the way up to 10 liter jugs, bulk syrup sales that way. We make maple leaf candies for all occasions. And we do have different molds, seasonal molds for Christmas and Easter, Halloween, that we also do up. Our maple garlic seasoning we added a year and a half ago. It's one of our most popular products, and we try to add it a new product each year. This year we added maple vinegar, which takes over a year and a half to ferment and do its thing. So we only had a small amount. We sold out in two market weekends. So we also do corporate gift baskets, maple butter. We added a pumpkin spice maple butter this fall, so it was quite popular as well.
And now one last question for you. Can you just touch on a little bit of what the future holds? What's coming down the pipe for Salmon River Sugarbush?
Yeah, so we're working on, we've got all the wood harvested for a new sugar house. So it's in the near future. And then hopefully we'll be joining the Ontario Maple Producers, which we are a member of, for the spring of 24 for the Maple Weekend. So we would host an event here and have the public out.
Thank you very much for joining me today, Mark. Get the complete list of our hidden gems now at napanitoday.ca.